This episode of 11 Point Color has been brought to you by LaChoy Chalmain and Weirdos Like You. Thank you. It's 11 Point Color, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Howdy, folks. That's right, this show is about LaChoy, and it's one show that I think you'll enjoy. Wow, that was cheesy. I'm sorry about that, everyone. This is 11 Point Collar, episode number 21, with your host, J.D. Hansel. I think I'll mention the contact info at the beginning of the show so I don't have to say it at the end. You can contact me at jd11pc@gmail.com, follow me on Twitter at jd11pc, and also like the Facebook page at facebook.com/jd11pc. And now it's trivia time. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this show, you're a Big Muppet fan, and I think if you're a Big Muppet fan, you probably are familiar with the LaChoy Dragon. But do you know the LaChoy Dragon's first name? His real name. What was the LaChoy Dragon's real name? Was it A. Mert, B. Bert, C. Delbert, D. Dirt, or E. Albert? And the correct answer is Delbert. I never call him that, and he never said that that was his name in any of the commercials. No one did. But his first name has been documented in the Henson Archives.
Studies in Henson History.
Today's Henson History topic is LaChoy. The company was founded in 1922 and hired Jim Henson for advertising in 1965. For these commercials, he designed the LaChoy Dragon, who always wore a chef's hat and a timid Muppet with glasses named Mert. The LaChoy Dragon was voiced by Jim Henson but was performed by Frank Oz. There were a few different puppets used for the character. One, a live-hand Muppet, the other, a full-bodied Muppet, which was the start of Frank's long hatred of performing full-bodied Muppets. Here's a nice bunch of Jim's commercials for LaChoy Chow Mein.
What do you feed 12 hungry Cub Scouts?
May I make a suggestion?
Who are you?
I'm LaChoy Dragon!
Yeah, a real dragon!
What you need is LaChoy Chow Mein! It's never mushy. It's crisp and crunchy.
It is, huh?
LaChoy Chow Mein is quick cooked by me in dragon fire. Quick cooking makes LaChoy Chow Mein as crisp and good as the takeout kind. And one more thing.
What's that?
Try LaChoy noodles. Serve them with LaChoy Chow Mein for a perfect meal in just 6 minutes. Buy some today!
I will!
And remember, you heard about it from the LaChoy Dragon!
LaChoy Chow Mein, as crisp and good as the takeout kind. Because it's quick cooked in dragon fire.
Behold the sad bride who can't cook.
I can't even boil water!
Behold the dragon who lurketh in the pantry.
Lurk, lurk.
The
LaChoy Dragon, lady, with LaChoy Chow Mein. Crisp and good as the takeout kind, because it's quick cooked in dragon fire. For a 6 minute supper, just heat and serve.
LaChoy Chow Mein, full of crunchy bean sprouts, celery and onions, imported bamboo shoots and water chestnuts, sweet red peppers and mushrooms.
This chow mein is delicious.
Thank you, dear.
Wait! I forgot the LaChoy noodles.
Just a friend, dear.
LaChoy Chow Mein. 5 different kinds. Always crisp.
Quick cooked in dragon fire.
Observe this poor man. His wife's away. His children are hungry.
We're hungry.
For dinner tonight, he's fixing a pork roast.
It was a chicken.
Who can help this man?
The LaChoy Dragon, friend.
Oh, yeah?
You need LaChoy Chow Mein.
Is it easy to fix?
Easy? It's a 6 minute supper. We'll just heat it up and serve it.
LaChoy Chow Mein. Full of crunchy bean sprouts, celery and onions, imported bamboo shoots and water chestnuts, sweet red peppers and mushrooms.
It's as crisp and good as the takeout kind because it's quick cooked in dragon fire.
This is delicious.
You didn't know I was a chef, did you?
And don't forget the LaChoy noodles.
Never mind.
LaChoy Chow Mein. Five different kinds. Always crisp.
Quick cooked in dragon fire.
Agent X-4?
Check.
I've discovered the secret of LaChoy Chow Mein. They make it crisp, not mushy, by quick cooking it in dragon fire.
I know.
How do you know, Agent X-4?
Because I am, in reality, the LaChoy Dragon. I do the quick cooking.
Ouch, that guy burns me up. Hello, commercial watchers. We're here at the LaChoy Chow Mein Kitchens to show you a sensational visual demonstration.
I'm a sensational visual demonstration.
This is the lovable LaChoy Dragon.
You tell him, baby. I quick cook LaChoy Chow Mein in dragon fire, like so. Is that a great visual demonstration?
A great demo, folks. Quick cooking makes LaChoy Chow Mein crisp, not mushy, crunchy, not limp. As good as the takeout kind.
You better believe it!
Quick cooking seals in the flavor of our plump mushrooms, crunchy celery, snappy onions, sweet red peppers, and good lean meat.
And don't forget the bean sprouts and water chestnuts!
Get the great chow mein. As crisp and good as the takeout kind, LaChoy.
Because it's quick cooked in dragon fire!
Get some for a 6-minute Sunday supper. And don't forget the noodles.
How'd I do?
You're fired.
Now, what I find to be the coolest thing about the LaChoy Dragon was his ability to breathe fire. Yes, fire actually came out of the puppet's mouth. If you don't believe me, go to the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, Georgia, where you can see the live hand puppet on display and see the burn marks on the back of his teeth. William F. Grisham of Campbell Mithun Incorporated, which produced the commercials, said, "These commercials are going to make a lot of people happier for having seen them." Now here's something else that will make you happy. The 1966 presentation reel that Jim Henson made, taking you sort of behind the scenes for these commercials.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. More spectacular than a rocket launch. Wilder than science fiction. Sexier than Playboy. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
What is it?
It is me, the LaChoy Dragon.
How about that?
And I'm here to tell you about the most imaginative, far-reaching...
Those crummy commercials we knocked together last...
This campaign is based on a fantastic new breakthrough in the manufacture of canned chow mein.
It is?
Certainly. What is it, my friends, that makes a chow mein dinner an exciting and thrilling experience?
Fortune cookies with dirty messages?
I shall choose to ignore that.
Feel free.
The answer is crispness. Chow mein should be crisp and crunchy. Who wants mushy, gooey chow mein?
Yuck.
Only LaChoy Chow Mein has achieved that sparkling crispness and zesty crunchiness. We do it with dragon fire! Only LaChoy Chow Mein is quick cooked in dragon fire.
Actually, they use steam, but what kind of campaign would that make?
Now, this amazing concept has been created through the joint efforts of Beatrice Foods and the dynamic LaChoy people, Camel Mithun, the dragon fire folk, and the internationally famous Muppets Incorporated.
So there's a thrill for you.
Of course, you all know of the Muppets' work on ABC's The Jimmy Dean Show. It was for this show that they first created the internationally famous puppet dog, Ralph.
Howdy.
Was that him?
Yup.
Howdy.
Is that all he says?
He's a star anymore and we have to pay him.
Howdy.
He agreed to stop by and say howdy.
Howdy.
He does it very well.
Howdy.
The Muppets have also appeared on such great network shows as...
Howdy.
Such shows as Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Steve Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Today, and Al Hertz Fanfare. On these shows, the Muppets have performed a number of hilarious acts. The Muppets are also known for their unique television commercials. You can see why Muppets' warm, gentle humor has endeared them to children of all ages.
Looks like a bunch of sickos, if you ask me.
And now, Muppets' crowning achievement.
the creation of me, the exclusive La Choy fire-breathing dragon.
Howdy.
Anyway, Muppets Incorporated is headed by Mr. Jim Henson.
Howdy.
Will you cut that out? A few days ago, we recorded a few informal comments of his as he explained how the La Choy commercials were made.
And I've put together some film to go with his commentary.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's watch.
Camel Mathune first contacted me last September about doing a series of commercials for La Choy Chow Mein. And their idea of using a dragon that breathed real fire quite intrigued me. Since time was short, I knew that doing this job would provide a real challenge to myself and the entire staff. Now, the first thing I did was turn the commercials over to our scriptwriting department for adding the Muppet-like humor to the commercials. And meanwhile, our special effects department began working on perfecting this fire-breathing mechanism for the dragon. I always personally do the final sketches for the puppet characters, and as soon as these were done, I turned them over to our puppet builders and costumers. Of course, the entire success of this La Choy dragon depended on getting the fire-breathing mechanism perfected. At the same time, our scenic department was working on the sets and properties that we needed for the job. And all departments really pitched in to make this series of commercials as spectacular as possible. When the day of filming arrived, my staff and myself felt quite confident that all problems, including the one of the fire-breathing dragon, had been overcome. Finally, we were all ready to shoot, and Del Anchors, our cinematographer, rolled the camera on the first of the La Choy Chow Mein commercials. I will admit that these particular commercials posed some problems in filming, and the finished spots may look simple enough, but actually we did have a few problems that did prove challenging and costly. However, we at Muppets Incorporated feel that anything is worth it to turn out some really fine commercials for a fine product like La Choy Chow Mein.
You put that film together?
Yep.
Maybe we better just watch the commercials.
Fine.
You ready?
Sure.
Then let's watch.
Howdy.
Will you stop that? Ah!
And now, the closing clips.
I'm not really Bean.
Bark, 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 bark.
I'm a fire-breathing dragon.
And who are you?
I'm a fire-breathing dragon.
I'm not a bed bunny, am I?
No.
Then why do I have to have a little brother who always pretends he's a fire-breathing dragon?
Because a fire-breathing dragon isn't afraid of a horrible dog.
What horrible?
purple dog, Bean?
The one in the lettuce patch. Oh, he chased me. I ran and I ran and I ran, and it was horrible. He barked and barked. Horrible. I'm never going out there again.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
He says he's a fire-breathing dragon, and you ask me if he's telling the truth?
Welcome back to Muppets Tonight. I'm Dennis Quaid, and I'm pleased to introduce this next bit. It's a screen test that Kermit the Frog and I did for a movie that eventually became Dragonheart. Let's watch, shall we?
Oh, if only some brave warrior would come and help us fight the evil dragon Froggo.
I am sorry that I am late. There was a 5-horse pileup on ye old interstate.
No.
Where is the dreaded Froggo?
I'll take a stab at it. He's in the cave.
Thank you, Sir Sarcasm. Froggo, your reign of terror is over. I, Circumference of a Circle, shall fight you to the death.
Oh, get over thyself.
Hey, you don't sound like Sean Connery.
Yeah, you don't sound like Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, getting personal. Stand back, everyone.
Hey-ho, Froggo the Dragon here. I am ready to face thee.
Corey's tiny. Why, he's not even as big as me Boyle.
You are not as intimidating as the script led me to believe.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's because I should have come in the foreground. I would have looked much bigger. I'll just do it again.
Well, this is only a regular. I know.
Now I shall roast you alive with my fire-breathing abilities. Turn on the gas, Fred.
Goodness gracious! The great boil's on fire!
Love that song, kid.
2, 3. You shook the ground and you round the cave. Dragon flame makes a man feel brave. You brought the flame, ain't that a shame? Goodness gracious, great boil's on fire.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. He does sound like Jerry Lee Lewis.
You know, when I watch the show, I find myself counting the minutes until it's over.
Really? How many are left?
4! Huh? I love that.
Howdy.